The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
On today's Smart 7, Israel set on retaliation, Trump's first day in criminal court, and lots more. It's Tuesday, 16th of April, it's National Orchid Day, and happy birthday, Anna Taylor-Joy.
The Smart 7. It's news, but not the news.
After the dramatic wave of drone and missile attacks across the weekend, global international efforts were focused on Monday on de-escalating the situation between Israel and Iran. The 300-plus barrage on Saturday night was retaliation for Israel's strike on the Iranian consulate in Damascus, and leaders from across the globe have been calling on Israel to exercise restraint in response. French President Macron reiterated his country's support for Israel, but called for an avoidance of any escalation. UK Foreign Secretary Lord David Cameron was also calling for calm on Monday.
We are urging them to think with head as well as heart, to be smart as well as tough, and to recognise Iran suffered this defeat. And I think that the right thing to do is not to escalate.
Monday night saw Israel's military chief of staff, Lieutenant General Hezi Halevi, declare that Iran's attack could not go unanswered. An Israeli diplomat, Orly Goldschmidt, says for the security of Israel, an attack on the scale of Saturday has to be responded to so that it does not become a regular occurrence.
We are listening very carefully to our allies, but at the end of the day we will have to defend ourselves against this Iranian threat. We want to make sure that they are deterred. What happened on Saturday cannot happen on a daily basis.
In the House of Commons, Prime Minister Rishi Sunak provided details of the UK's role in what Israel are calling Operation Iron Shield, which proved extraordinarily effective due to support from the US, Jordan, France and the United Kingdom. He described the attack on Saturday as the act of a despotic regime and drew links between Iran's drones and Russia's continued air assault on Ukraine.
The threats to stability are growing, not just in the Middle East, but everywhere. And we are meeting those threats time after time, with British forces at the forefront.
Rishi wasn't giving details of British troop involvement in the incident, but did confirm that RAF jets played an important role. He also promised that there would be additional sanctions on Tehran as a result of the attacks. Labour leader Sir Keir Starmer did strike a slightly different tone, however, as he also criticised Israel's initial strike on the Damascus consulate.
We support the defensive action taken by the UK over the weekend, and we welcome the Prime Minister's call for restraint.
US presidential candidate Donald Trump made history on Monday as the first former president to appear in court on criminal charges. He's accused of falsifying business records to cover up a hush money payment to adult star Stormy Daniels. This all dates back to Trump's first run for president when he conspired with the CEO of the National Enquirer to catch and kill stories that could prove damaging to him. Daniels received $130,000 in payments, which was listed as legal fees to lawyer Michael Cohen. Trump is facing 34 counts of falsifying business records, which could see a four-year prison term, but he wasn't too impressed by day one of the trial as the first potential jurors were sworn in.
Thank you very much, but that I can't go to my son's graduation, or that I can't go to the United States Supreme Court, that I'm not in Georgia or Florida or North Carolina campaigning like I should be, it's perfect for the radical left Democrats. That's exactly what they want. This is about election interference. That's all it's about. Thank you very much.
Much like the person who was fired but still turns up to work gatherings, Liz Truss just doesn't seem to get the message that the British public at large are not interested in her attempts to retake the leadership of the Conservative Party. She had a miserable 44 days in office, during which the Queen died, although no blame attaches to Liz for that one. Since then, she's been trying to flog her book, hanging around with Nigel Farage and the odious Trump Lieutenant Steve Bannon, and generally outstaying her welcome. She claimed in the US that the deep state brought her down, which appears to include The Economist and the Bank of England. And when she turned up on LBC, she still hadn't forgiven Governor Andrew Bailey.
Do you believe Andrew Bailey should still be Governor of the Bank of England?
No, I don't. I certainly think there should be a proper investigation into what happened in September 22 and the actions the Bank of England took.
Still to come on the Smart 7. Hat trick for Palmer and Henry Cavill gets ready for action right after this.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Welcome back.
After a weekend of Premier League drama, there was just one game on Monday night as Chelsea welcomed Everton to Stamford Bridge. Chelsea started the game in ninth, well out of the running for any chance at European football next season, while Everton were grateful to be above the drop zone after 2 points deductions this season for rule breaches. The game did not go well for Everton, though. They lost 6-0, with Chelsea's Cole Palmer grabbing a perfect hat-trick and then a penalty. He was pretty pleased after the game.
Yeah, you know, it all happened so fast the first 30 minutes. We started well. And yeah, to score another hat-trick is buzzing. But I think the team needed that, you know, after Sunday and, you know, some previous games. But we did well tonight and, yeah. Okay.
Guy Ritchie's two favourite things in the world seem to be Vinnie Jones and the word gentleman. Fresh from his blockbuster Netflix series called The Gentleman and starring Vinnie Jones, his next project is a World War II spy comedy called The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. This one doesn't seem to feature Vinnie Jones, but it does have an all-star cast including Henry Cavill, Alan Ritchson, Henry Golding and the magnificently named hero Fiennes Tiffin.
Oh,
it's loosely based on real events and it's due to hit
focused.
Cinemas this Friday.
Like,
Henry Cavill explained to the Today Show
a
via a mixed metaphor for how complicated action movies can get.
You have to make sure you remember all of your dance moves. Oh. And so it's less about getting all sort of crazy and excited.
Seems
it's
to be
more
locked
about
in.
Just being incredibly opposite. Focused. Yeah.
The world has been, well, a lot recently, so it's not surprising if you just want to switch off your brain and watch something cute but stupid, in which case I might just have the perfect movie for you. It's called Thelma the Unicorn, and it's about Thelma, who isn't a unicorn as it happens, but is in fact a pony. A pony who dreams of being a singer. It's based on the children's book of the same name, and Brittany Howard plays Thelma in the animated Feel Good musical that drops on Netflix on May 17th.
A lot of people told us we'd never make it because we didn't look like stars.
Time for the world to see what you really are.
I don't care what you look like, what you got to say from you.
Why are you pretending to be someone else?
I'm finally special.
You were special before all this, Thelma.
We're just getting started.
You've been listening to The Smart 7. We'll be back tomorrow at 7 a.m. Hit that follow button and have a great day. Give us 7 minutes and we'll give you the world.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.